I ask you to stand as you are able in reverence for God's holy word. If it's difficult to stand, just put your hand over your heart. Our first reading is from the book of Genesis, the book of the beginnings, chapter 11, beginning with verse 1. The word of the most holy God says this. Now the whole earth had one language and the same words. And as they migrated from the east, they came upon a plain in the land of Shinar and settled there. And they said to one another, come, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone and bitumen for mortar. And then they said, come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens. And let us make a name for ourselves. Otherwise, we will be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the mortals had built. And the Lord said, look, they are one people. They have all one language. And this is only the beginning of what they will do. Nothing that they propose to do will now be impossible for them. Come, let us go down and confuse their language there, so that they will not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from there over the face of all the earth, and they left off building the city. Therefore it was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of all the earth. And from there, the Lord scattered them abroad over the face of all the earth. And then in the books of the Acts of the Apostles, the second chapter, beginning with verse 1. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them the ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound the crowd gathered and was bewildered because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, are not all these who are speaking Galileans? This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Well, as Ross has already alluded to, happy birthday, church. Today is a special day. Today is Pentecost. Today is the day that we celebrate that heaven came down to earth to dwell among us. In the book of Genesis, in the book of the beginnings, it talks about the tower that the human beings wanted to build up to the heavens. Now, their motivation was wrong. They had been told to scatter abroad on the earth, and they wanted to stay together. They were supposed to be following God, but they were seeking their own glory. But another part of this story is that they wanted to ascend to heaven. All the ziggurats and all the pyramids and all of those things that we see are but man's attempt at scaling the heights and ascending to heaven. Let's build ourselves a city. And let's make it to heaven. Isn't that what we have been trying to do for centuries now? Everything that humankind does starts out as wanting to make a better life. We want to make a better life. We want to make heaven on earth. We want to get back to the Eden. We want to make it so that we have it easy. So we have invented all of these things. We have invented A telephone that you can take anywhere. I feel sorry. These kids don't have a clue what it's like to not have instant communication. Who remembers that when we didn't even have an answering machine? I remember party lines, folks. That's how far back I go. Youngsters, that means that a whole bunch of people on the block shared one phone. But we wanted our life to be simpler, so we got rid of the party line and everybody had their own phone, and then we had mobile phones. Anybody remember the first ones? They weighed 47 pounds. I don't know why they called it mobile. It's kind of like mobile homes. They never go anywhere either. You know, it's just like, really? It had a backpack and the battery, you know, seriously, I think the battery did weigh 10 pounds. And you would carry that thing around and it cost thousands of dollars. And now we have these little tiny things that we carry around in our pockets and purses. And we can call people all over the world at any time. We can access the internet at any time. It was going to make the world better. Not so as I've noticed. It's nice to have the convenience of it. And, you know, if you break down on the road, it's nice to not have to, you know, hoof to somebody's house and knock on the door and see if they'll let you make a phone call, which I doubt anybody would do anymore. But all of this technology that was supposed to bring the world together has actually brought us further apart. We have instant access and we can communicate all over the world, but we can't talk to the people sitting beside us. We've actually become more isolated. They wanted to build a city and a tower to heaven. They wanted heaven on earth. They wanted to ascend the heights. But folks, it doesn't matter how high you build, heaven is out of reach. We cannot create heaven. It is not possible, and we can't climb that high, even if we were staying on that top level of this tower in Dubai. We cannot reach heaven. And God knew that. So when the time was right, heaven came down. When the time was right, heaven came down. At first, it came down in the person of Jesus Christ, who came and lived among us and taught us and showed us what it was like to be in the kingdom of God. He showed us what it could be to have heaven on earth. But you know, that wasn't enough. A good example is not enough. He made a way then for us to receive the Holy Spirit. While we could not ascend to live with God, God condescended to come and live inside of us. Live inside of us. Have you thought about that recently? The God who created the entire universe, who speaks and could tremble a mountain, the God of forever, loved you so much that he would place a part of himself inside of you and me. That's love. That's amazing kind of love. And on Pentecost, when heaven came down, the Holy Spirit was then available to anybody for the asking. The Holy Spirit came to initiate the kingdom of God. Jesus showed us what it would look like. And the Holy Spirit came to empower us to do it. We don't have to build a big tower, folks, because the kingdom of God is not a place. The kingdom of God is a spirit that connects and reconciles. It doesn't have anything to, that's the beauty of it. You don't have to go there because it's already here. We tend to think of Christianity as getting to that point that when we pass away, we get to go to heaven and be with Jesus. That's all good. But folks, right now, at this moment, we're already living in the presence of God. The kingdom is already here. It's amazing. And we just walk around like it's nothing. When's the last time you've actually thought about it? Really, when is the last time that you actually thought about the gift God has given us in the Holy Spirit? Because the Holy Spirit has done that first work, and now we continue it. Do you realize that God understood back in Genesis, God said human beings being of one mind can do anything? Do you realize how human beings who could already do anything, what they could do if directed by the Holy Spirit? Think of the ills of this world. If the people of God would come together of one mind, there would be no hunger. If the people of God would come together and be of one mind, led by the one Spirit, there would be no war. If human beings could come together of one mind and be of one Spirit, I wonder if we could completely wipe out disease. One mind, one Spirit, the mind of Christ, the Holy Spirit, those two working together, can you imagine? Heaven on earth. Heaven on earth. And if we would all get together and be of one mind and of one spirit and really work on these things, it could happen. But we tend to get sidetracked over so many things that don't matter. That just simply don't matter. Even in the church. Even in the church, we kind of have these problems from time to time, don't we? Because unfortunately, the people in the church are people. And every once in a while, we get our little feelings hurt. Aw, bless it. Every once in a while, you know, things don't go our way. We think it ought to be this way. Everybody else went that way. I'm going to take my marbles and go home. I never understand how, now it doesn't happen here. Doesn't happen here. But I have heard that, you know, you can tear a church up over changing the frickin' carpet. Because some people want this color and other people want that color. I don't care. Let's make heaven on earth. Let's get people saved. Let's make the world a better place. The Holy Spirit came in power. And he came and people began speaking in other tongues. I've always wanted that to happen. Because I would really dearly love to speak Spanish. In high school, I took French. I don't know why I took French. I've never been to France. And if I did, I'd probably speak hillbilly French. And they couldn't understand me anyway. But wouldn't it be wonderful if you could just speak to people and have them understand you and you understand them? How many times have we gotten into myths and fusses? We're both speaking English. And we can't get people to understand. Sometimes when I'm preaching, I tell you, do not hear something I'm not saying. Because I realize that what I'm saying can be misinterpreted. When I look at our language, I'm surprised that any of us can get anybody to understand anything. We have one word that can mean 47 different things. We have words that are spelled exactly alike that mean entirely different things. We have words that sound alike. But they're different words. Because I weigh on the bus. I get my weight on the scale. How do we even understand each other? We can't, folks. But imagine what we could do if we allowed the Holy Spirit to imbibe us the way he did on Pentecost. We don't have to have a flame of tongue over our head. We've already got the Holy Spirit. Just let him lead. Lord, help me speak. Even more importantly, Lord, help me listen. Help me listen. Imagine what it would be like if the whole world was reconciled as God intended it to be when he started that whole process on the day of Pentecost. At the Tower of Babel, human beings spread over the earth. That's what they were supposed to do. At Pentecost, all of humanity now has the opportunity to come back together. And we don't have to physically be in one place to do that. We've got all the tools that we need to come together. But we kind of have to sort of do it in order. First, we have to get reconciled to ourselves. Let's get reconciled to ourselves. Forgive yourself as God has forgiven you. Most people have something they hold against themselves. Forget about holding grudges against other people. Most people hold grudges against themselves. That bad decision, that careless act, that thing that we did or said or started that we couldn't take back. Forgive yourself. And the second thing the Holy Spirit brought with forgiveness of self was giftedness. Gifted to embrace the now. You've got absolutely everything you need at your disposal. You know, we're so bad about thinking what we ain't got. I need this, and I don't have it. Actually, you don't. You want it. We confuse want and need. Remember me telling you about the little girl at Christmas and the Barbies? Do y'all remember that? I know I told it to you. There's a little bitty girl, probably five. Big display of Christmas Barbies. And she wanted one bad. And her mother was just, you know, had her hand, was taking her along. The little girl was tugging and tugging. And she really wanted the Barbie. And she was telling her mama how much, you know, that she really wanted that Barbie. And mama said, no, we're not buying that. We're simply not buying that. And the little girl doubled over like she was in pain and said, I need it. Folks, we've got all we need. We don't have all we want. But you have got all that you need right now at this moment. You don't have to get anything else to live a wonderful, beautiful life. You got it right now. And then the Holy Spirit reconciles us with other people. Like I say, that comes with the ability to speak and the ability to listen. A lot of us need to be reconciled to other people. Be reconciled. Now, admittedly, there are some people who don't want to be reconciled back with you. The Bible says, in so much as it is in your power to be reconciled. Be reconciled. Listen. Forgive. Come together. And then the best part of it all, the Holy Spirit reconciles us with God. We don't have to have any intermediary. At the day of Pentecost was the beginning of the Holy Spirit, not like they did in the Old Testament, coming upon a person for a brief period of time for a specific task, but living with you every single day, every moment. Talk about immediate access. God is living inside of you every moment of every day. How can we forget that? It's kind of like I get, somebody will, you know that I'm a preacher and they'll say something, you know, some word will pop out and they'll say, you know, sorry. Y'all, seriously, if you don't care God hearing it, why would you care whether I do? He's with you every moment of every day. He hears every off-color joke. He hears every hateful word. But he also is there for every tender moment. For every act of kindness. And it's all up to us what we tap into. It's up to you. What you want? Do you really want heaven on earth? Do you really? Or is that just talk? Do you want people to come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ? Or is that just talk? Do you want to clothe the naked, feed the hungry, visit the lonely, the sick, the imprisoned? Or is that just talk? Because, friends, we've already got everything we need. We don't need more people. We don't need more money. We don't need more anything. We can do with what we've got. And if we do, then what we have will grow. Pentecost, a beginning. Each day is a beginning, right? Sun comes up, everything's new. Today is the new year. Today is the beginning of the church. It's a birthday. Let's start over. Let's work together. Let's make a difference. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.